This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There seems to be dwindling prospects for ceasefire talks in Cairo between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hamas wants an end to the war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flatly ruled that out on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge. Israel believes thousands of Hamas fighters are holed up in the city, along with potentially dozens of hostages. The United Nations on Friday warned such an operation would potentially put thousands more lives at risk. The Israeli military on Sunday released video of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant meeting commanders in Gaza. Gallant said there were signs Hamas did not intend to reach an agreement. He said, quote, "This means strong military action in Rafah will begin in the very near future and in the rest of the Strip."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The armed wing of Palestinian Islamist group Hamas claimed responsibility on Sunday for an attack on the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza that Israel said killed three of its soldiers. Israel's military said 10 projectiles were launched from Rafah in southern Gaza towards the area of the crossing, which it said was now closed to aid trucks going into the coastal enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday vowed to defend Israel during Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day in Jerusalem.
80 years ago, in the Holocaust, the Jewish people were totally defenseless against those who sought our destruction. No nation came to our aid. Today, we again confront enemies bent on our destruction.
This is VOA News. Russian forces have taken control of a village in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, the Russian Defense Ministry said on Sunday. The village, with a pre-war population of 3,000, lies northwest of the one-time Ukrainian stronghold of Avdiivka, which Russians captured in February. Unofficial Ukrainian war bloggers, including the popular Deep State map site, indicated that Russia was in control of the village. Russia has made slow but steady advances since taking Avdiivka, with a string of villages in the area falling to Moscow's forces. Meanwhile, back in Israel, police raided a Jerusalem hotel room used by Al Jazeera as its de facto office on Sunday following a government decision to shut down the Qatari-owned TV station's local operation, an Israeli official and Al Jazeera source told Reuters. Angela Johnston reports.
The head of Al Jazeera in Israel and the Palestinian territories on Sunday slammed an Israeli government decision to shutter the network's local operations.
This is a very dangerous decision against Al Jazeera.
Waleed Omari says he believes the decision against the Qatari-owned outlet was political.
It's clear that they want to prevent from any others to know what is happening in this war, in Gaza, inside Israel, in the West Bank.
Al Jazeera Israel.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his view that the network's journalists threaten national security. His cabinet voted to shut down the network for as long as the war in Gaza continues.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Some residents of Nairobi's suburbs are up in arms over what they say is illegal construction of high-rise buildings in their estates, mainly by Chinese contractors. Juma Majunga reports from Nairobi.
In Nairobi's Kilimani suburbs, residents like Cherotich say are pondering their next move to stop what they say is illegal construction in their estate.
And I really call out the Chinese Property Developers Association here. They're complicit. They have understood the propensity and appetite for corruption that you find in this county, and they have exploited it to the hilt.
And as the World Bank projects 70% of the global population will live in cities by 2050, experts say planning will be key for cities like Nairobi. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
French bakers cooked the world's longest baguette on Sunday at more than 140 meters, reclaiming a record for one of the nation's best-known icons taken by Italy for 5 years. The baguette was about 235 times longer than the traditional one. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.